Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I am Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. So happy to be back. I can't believe that we're like wrapping up this year of podcasting in a few weeks.
I know, Lauren, and it's so crazy how the year has just flown by.
I know, it's already May.
I know, it's May 3rd. Crazy, crazy. Just like time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. Can you believe that you've been home from college, like that graduation scene, for like months now?
I know, it's January, really February, weird. March, like, April. I feel
5 months.
I know. I feel like it's one of those things. I actually don't feel like it just happened. Like, I feel like it was a long time ago now, and like I'm in such a different like headspace than like college, which is so weird.
It is so weird, but I mean. I don't know. We're almost preparing for the house to be a full house, a house full of Smiths very soon.
House full of men.
Of Smith family people. It's crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We're going to get into our lights, as you know, because you've listened to this many a time. We talk about our low, medium, and highlights of the week to kick off our podcast each week. And so we're going to go into those. I have my low, and I guess I'll start.
Go for it, girl.
All right. So my low is that I just have been not feeling 100% in terms of my just like – feeling. I don't know. I've been worrying extra. I've been like a little bit, I don't know, just in my own head about a lot of things. And stress might be leading me down this path, but it feels a little different. So I have taken some steps to try to correct that. And one of them is making an appointment with a therapist. So that should be interesting. And just, I don't know, not in the greatest of places, but I'm thankful for you and your encouragement to try to give that a whirl.
Yeah. And also like, I mean, I know it's obviously like not really something that, you know, we can have to dive into in the podcast, but also like not just crediting, like if you want to like go see a doctor too.
Yeah. Might be a thing. I don't know, but you know, one thing at a time, I guess. I did contact the doctor first to tell the doctor and then get this referral. So that's where I started. And so that's my low. It's just, it's not a great feeling to feel a little out of sorts and be worried. So I'm being vulnerable and sharing that with our lovely listeners.
And I think they would really appreciate it.
Yeah. We got to normalize all this stuff. So yeah, that
it's awesome.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
It's great. It's great.
Okay. So on to you for your low.
All right. So, I mean, I kind of have like two lows, which is not like great. But like one of them is like more about me and the other is like a general low.
Yeah.
The general low is that we are really upset about the recent court ruling that Roe v. Wade. Well
it's not really a word. It's not really a ruling, as I understand it. It has been leaked. It is a leaked draft that was leaked by
today
the organization Politico. That there has been some conversation and they're working on a draft too.
Right. I just wasn't sure if it was like if it had come out yet.
So I think that I didn't really focus on the news earlier. But I believe that Politico leaked it. So there's got to be some kind of truth to it that there is. And they've posted and shared this draft of this legal document saying that Roe versus Wade is not falling under the Constitution, I guess. Is that what I would say?
Lies.
And what did you say? Lies?
Yeah.
And we're very concerned because – as many of you have heard on many of these episodes, we believe in a woman's right to choose. So, okay, so that is a low, and that would have been my low as well. Now, what is your other part of your low?
The other part of my low is that I, like, kind of threw my back out, and it hurts. And we were currently recording this podcast as I'm sitting on a heating pad. So,
yeah, I hope that goes away soon because it is not fun to have a sore back. And especially at 21 years old, you are a youngster. So we are going to send you magical healing powers and vibrations into every muscle down your vertebrae.
Thank you.
Okay. My medium. Here we go. The medium of the week was, I know this is kind of a silly medium, but kind of cute. So the other day I was giving a tour to this new potential family who was moving to the area from somewhere in like near Buffalo, New York. And it was a really, really nice woman. Had a great time talking with her, and she wanted information about the preschool, which meant that I got to substitute in with one of the classrooms, the junior kindergarten Ta'anim classroom. And I had the best time with these preschoolers who are also our campers in the summer. And they even took a picture. I didn't show you that though, Lauren, because I was with all of our friends like from camp and the classroom, and got to work with Miss Mara for about a half an hour. And it was like, honestly, one of my favorite parts of the week. So here I am. I know this is not good because it's not a visual, but you'll get a kick out of it. Here is me surrounded by our cute friends in the Ta'anim class. God bless you.
Jeez, so sorry, everybody. That's so cute. I love that.
You know some of these kiddos.
I love those friends.
They're really cuties.
And that really hurt my back to sneeze.
Oy vey. Okay, so anyway, that was fun. Like, what a genuine, like, I don't really get to spend time with kids during the school year, which is so weird.
It is weird, but that's so fun.
But it was such a bright spot in my week. And what's your medium?
My medium is that a medium because it's like bittersweet, but I finished the Addicted Calloway Sisters series, which is the series I've been reading for like literally 6 months, and I finally closed the chapter on it after 10 books, and it's just like kind of emotional.
10 books, they're not just like short little books.
No, the last book was like literally like 700-800 pages.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it said at the when we read like the acknowledgments at the end, when I was reading them, it said like we've read over 1 million words about these books, which is just like,
oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And these people that I feel like I've grown to like know and love.
So did you share them in your lights at one point? Probably.
Yeah, I definitely share them what I'm into is like for sure. So yeah. I don't want to like, you know, go through it again for those who have listened to it before, but it's basically a 10 book series that follows a group of three sisters and just kind of like their journeys to finding themselves and the ones that they love. And it's kind of like a found family trope. So like the three boys and girls, like they kind of form like their own like family, and you know, it goes through their lives and their kids and all of that. So it's just like really powerful.
I've read three of them.
Yeah.
Right? Haven't I read three?
Yeah, you have, but you got to get to the good ones. So.
Yeah, these are not, the first three are like, they're starting like to set the stage, but like they're not the good ones, I don't think.
Although I did see, or like this girl that I watch on YouTube, like did talk about how like she had the same experience, like now that she's so into the series and like almost done with it, like she kind of wants to like go back and reread the old original books because she feel like she'll like appreciate them more, which is probably true.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be rereading them, at least anytime in the foreseeable future, but I get the sentiment and like it definitely makes me appreciate
too many books to read.
I know. I'm not a rereader because I feel like I always have so many books to read. Although I do have like a very small list of books that like I would want to reread if I like ever could.
I have, okay, so my two rereadable books that I read as a child over and over again were Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Charlotte's Web. And also, like, I really got into The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Like, I would reread, like, Kim Confidential again. And you know what else? Those are the books I used to reread as a kid. But you know what I would reread, actually, is Evelyn Hugo.
I would, too. Let's make it happen.
Maybe we should do, like, a
She is my favorite. That is called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Like,
you've heard us talk about it so often, guys.
You know it. You love it.
Ugh. Stop right there. Okay. And so is that your medium? Let's go into our highs. The highlight of my week was Saturday night because I was taken through a trip down memory lane as my wonderful husband, Corey Allen Smith, made a reservation at a restaurant called Bob Chin's, which really is like a 10-minute drive away from our house. But the crazy part is we haven't been there since January 26, 1996 as a couple. That was our first date. We got in the car. He was playing the song from, like, we played Summer Lovin' and some Grease songs on the way there. And he kind of, like, we went on memory lane. Like, we went on a first date. Didn't have the exact same food that we had on the memory lane and the real original date. But it was so nice to go back. We had never been back there. And it was really cute. I was telling the waitress that this was the place we went on our first date. And, like, we talked about our first date to the waitress. I'm sure she actually seemed like she cared. I want to say, like, she was fun about it. And she's like, well, don't be a stranger and come back again, you know. So that's our goal, is to take you and Max there, just because, like, yeah, hello, you should go there.
It's, like, crazy that it's taken us so long. Like, it's so out of character for us, because I feel like we're such, like, nostalgic. Repeat
customers, too.
Well, repeat customers, but also just, like, we love the nostalgia. Like, we're, like, who else pulls out their VCR and watches home videos? Like,
I know.
But, like, we don't even go back to the restaurant 10 minutes down the street. I think,
truly, Dad, like, really wanted to impress me on the first date, and that's why he took me there. And it's not necessarily his, like, food of choice.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. It's not really an excuse for me.
But he had a burger, and it was fine. And we had a Mai Tai. I actually had two. So it was feeling nice. Pretty good. And it was really nice to be with him and, like, to be there. And that was my highlight. So he's the best. Love that
for you.
The garlic rolls, so good, you guys. I feel like I could just eat garlic rolls and, like, be content for the rest of my life. You would love those, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous.
Dipping them in the butter with the garlic and the melted butter and, like, parsley. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
All right. Your highlight?
And my highlight was, well, the reason why I missed out on this fun date night is that I spent yet another weekend staffing a teen convention, because what else, you know, do I have to do these days?
You are the queen of the teens.
I know. I'm like a teen convention addict.
She's the queen. She's the teen queen girl.
Anyways, but yeah, it was really fun. Just, like, nice to, like, do something for the weekend and spend some time with some of my really close friends. And I made so many new friends, which is always so fun. It's, like, nice to have these weekends, because it's just, like, a guaranteed, like, everyone's there, like, it's just, like, automatic, like, people to be friends with, because you know, like, you're gonna, like, I mean, I guess you're not going to get along with everyone, but it's just, like, you have a commonality, and then you're kind of, like, forced into a situation where you have to, like, socialize, and, like, it ended up working out. Like, I had a lot of...
You made new besties.
New besties, had a lot of laughs, and it was just a good time, and I definitely will want to do it again, because
you know what's, really, like, so funny, because it's really it's just following in the Jamie Smith footsteps.
Yeah.
And it, like, we can't, you know, ask for anything else.
I know. And, like, I, you know, I had a whole conversation with the fam about this, and I just feel like, especially, like, because, like, the job that, well, a lot of the work I'm doing now, but then also, like, the job that I'll probably have, like, in the fall is not going to be, like, a job in this area, which is, like, how I prefer it to be. But it's nice to have these weekends and, like, these experiences, because it kind of gives me that, like, taste of, like, people interaction and, like, Judaism and, you know, these, like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain. But if anyone, you know, was in these kinds of youth groups in high school, like, you'll understand, like, what I'm talking about. I just crave, like, the tradition and just the connection that you make at these kinds of experiences. Like, they're really unmatched. And then especially just being at Camp Shy, it was so fun. I got to go on, like, the Shy tour, which I didn't to do the last time because it was, like, literally, like, sleeting outside and hailing. And the power went out. So we didn't get to do that at the last one. But this time it was so fun to, like, walk around. I really hadn't been there in 9 years. Since I was a camper in 2013, which is just so weird. But it's one of those things where, like, it never changes and you remember, like, exactly your way around, even if you haven't been there in all this time. And, like, it was, like, the same thing. It was so weird.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's really something you can count on. That Camp Shy magic. Yeah. Did you just like, did you walk around thinking like, oh my God, I was walking with Carly LaFar here? Or like,
not really.
No, you didn't think about your own memories in your cabin?
I don't really think about the people because like, besides like some of those girls that I like, I'm still friends with, but we didn't meet at camp. Like we were already friends, but like, I really didn't make like, let's per se, like lifelong camp friends at Camp Shy because like, I didn't go there for long enough to like maintain those
guys. She went there for 4 years. So I think that's long enough.
But I'm not really friends with anybody from Camp Shy anymore. Like, my camp friends are Apache people.
True.
Like, but I really liked the friends I made. I had great experience going to Overnight Camp. But being that young and then, like, not continuing with it, like, those other people did continue with it. And they, like, continue to form those friendships that are, like, lifelong. But I, like, went a different path. That's what okay. I'm trying to say. It's nothing bad. I'm just saying, like, I didn't really think about the people because, like, I don't really
associate the place with the people.
Yeah, well, I just associate. I mean, in some ways, yes. But like when I was thinking about, I was more so thinking about the memories in terms of like the thing, like the things and the experiences rather than the people. Like, oh, like this is where this is, and like I lived in this cabin this year, and like I don't know, it was so weird because it almost felt like smaller than I remembered.
Which oh my doesn't make God. Sense
because it's actually huge,
ginormous. Some hundred, I don't know, 700 acres or something is like the size of it.
I know. I don't know. Maybe it's just because like when you're younger, you think like everything is like so big.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it felt like so like natural to like be there. So
I went there one summer. Sabra too. It was a great time.
I was in Sabra.
I actually cried.
That's why I sent a picture time. Of
I know.
Sabra
I loved you. That. I loved that. You sent a picture of the village Sabra, which was great. Okay. So that was your high. We did all of mine. So we're on to the next.
So fun. Okay. So we like didn't fully have an idea for this week. So we thought it would just be fun to like do more of those questions we did from last week because we got some great feedback on it. And so we thought it would be fun to do it again and just kind of continue because it's one of those topics that you can always kind of sprinkle in because, you know, these are just some fun open-ended questions that you can ask and, you know, get some thoughtful responses and start a good combo.
All right, so should we do it? All right, let's go for it. Sorry. All right, do you want to be the first question asker or should I?
I guess I'll go
beauty,
first.
Beauty and intelligence before age.
What?
Go.
It's not even, like, true.
It is, though.
Okay, whatever. Oh, gosh, I should have, like, prepared. Okay, I'll just start with this question. What do you wish you'd known before having kids? Stumper. Is that a stumper?
That is a stumper. And it's one that you're not going to be able to answer.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. Whoops.
Well, okay. What do I wish I had known? I
would have had end up with the best kids ever.
Oh, yeah. That's part of it. No, I mean, I think that in some ways, like being a mother was just like a natural thing for me. And
tell you that you are like made to be a mom. I've told you that before, haven't I?
That's so nice. And I mean, I think that like I'm going to cry because like whatever, why wouldn't I? I think that like gives me the most pleasure of all the roles that I have in my life and how I define myself. I think being your mom and Max's mom and Jackie's mom over there, that cute little white creamy puppy, it's the best thing. It's just amazing to have this experience and be your parent and watch your life unfold and be a part of it. So I don't know. I think I kind of always wanted that. And knew that if I had the opportunity or was fortunate enough to be a parent, that I would enjoy it. Because I was always a parent. I was like taking care of my little sister as like the second mom while she was growing up. So, no, I knew that, you know, I had a career that involved children. They were always somebody else's children, but I kind of always just knew that like this was a role that I was made to do. And so I'm not sure that like the question was like, what do I wish I had known before having kids?
Mm-hmm. But maybe like you felt ready for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like It was
maybe just like in terms of your life, like anything that like you didn't realize would change, or like you were, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's like all of the changes and everything that came along with it has been amazing and worthwhile. And like, you know, it's not for everybody though. There's some people that don't want to be parents, and like, you know, if
they shouldn't be parents. That's like something I'm very much like, I've been thinking about a lot, because I feel like it's very much like assumed that like if you're going to get married and have kids in your life, and a lot of times if people don't, you like assume like there's something wrong, or like, you know, it's not like, but it shouldn't be like the norm, or like maybe there's a different,
it's
like
not maybe you shouldn't do be expected. Have
kids, but you don't get married, or like whatever right. it might be. No, it shouldn't be assumed. And I think that, like, if you don't really actually in your heart want to have kids, like, you shouldn't force yourself, because that's not fair to anybody.
No.
Including the kids and yourself.
No. I mean, I don't know. This is my jam. It's my role.
It is.
It's my favorite thing. And you guys have completed our lives. So I love you.
Thanks. And that puppy completed
and
mine.
You too, Maxie, if you're not gonna listen to this.
Yeah, he won't, but
we'll have to tell him. Listen to 21 minutes in and 26 seconds. All right. My question. It's my turn, Mom. I'm louder than you. Is that what you're pointing
to? Yeah, when you said all right, it like got so big. All sorry, guys. Right. This is just like a cash episode this week. We're just gonna kinda like chill.
I love that. Okay. So Lauren.
Yes.
Oceans or mountains, and why?
I feel like that's like really obvious, but like oceans.
Is it?
For me.
Okay.
Because oceans are associated with the sun and the warm weather, and that's where I belong. So, I mean, I think mountains are cool, but I don't have enough like experience with mountains to like ever choose them.
See, and like I get that. And I totally get that and support that. And like, I was a beach vacation person too with my family, although we did go on one trip to Colorado. That would be mountains. But we did it in the summer, which is so like interesting. Yeah. Like, who goes there in the summer? But the Wenigers. I don't know. There's a part of me that like kind of wants mountains a little bit too. I kind of want to balance but I don't know that I would have anybody to climb those mountains with. So, okay. So let's take a mountain vacation. Let's take a vacation. I want to go on a hike so bad.
Same. I mean, like, as I will say, like, there's something to be said. Like, when I went to, like, one of my favorite things about going to California, like, when we used to go to visit the Scudas, was you had the ocean and the mountains. And, like, that was a thing I'd never seen before, because I'd only gone to, like, Florida or, like, Florida. and I'd never really seen, like, mountains like that either. So it was really cool when you would, like, drive around the city there. Like, you would see both at the same time. So, like, is that an answer? Both?
Wait till you go to Israel and you'll have mountains,
and the sea,
and the desert. I mean – amazing. Yeah,
I'm really looking forward.
So, yeah. So I'm going to pick Israel, oceans, mountains, and both.
All right. So that's really cheating, but I think we can just agree. All right. Because we've talked about books a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first
novel you ever read?
Yeah, the first novel you ever read. And if so, what was it?
Well, I'm going to just tell you again. I just shared it.
Wait, that's boring. Can I change my question?
Yeah.
Sorry. Changing my question. Okay. If you could return to school, what would you study?
Oh.
I feel like this answer has changed a lot over the years, or you have like multiple answers for it. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I do remember when you like made a whole curriculum. Like,
I for did. Me. That was fun.
That was so
that
fun.
Again.
And that was great. So, anyway, on that, I would be interested in maybe women's studies.
Okay.
I might be interested in politics, like take poli sci.
Mm-hmm.
I might be into like Jewish studies too.
Yeah.
And leadership, leadership classes and like that kind of a thing. So it's pretty much what I do, but I would probably be interested in seeing, you know, and really getting to study all of that stuff. So, yeah. Does that answer it?
Yeah, it does. I, like, would love to, like, find what your classes were. Smith Family classes. Like, let's just, like, see what I picked for you. Like, it was so
– it was so fun. So guys, she literally went through a syllabus. Was it the University of Illinois stuff?
Yeah, of course.
And she picked the classes that each person in the family would take. I know, it's hilarious. So accurate. So tell me the classes.
I'll tell yours. Okay, you have communication and nutrition.
Yeah.
Digital marketing and social media. Which I don't know is like as accurate as it would have been maybe a few years ago.
Yeah. I'm so sick of that stuff.
I know. Introduction to leadership studies.
There you go.
Emotional intelligence skills.
Definitely.
And Jewish history since 1700.
Yeah, for sure.
Dad's is like so on brand for him. We can look at this after. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Are you going to answer?
I'm going to answer. It's like harder for me because like. I'm just out of college and like I wouldn't have changed my like I picked my majors for a reason and I would probably like keep them because I liked the things I studied in college. But I guess like if I were to just go like completely off course, I don't know, like I've talked to you about like maybe one day going to like library school. Like I feel like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
But that's not an undergrad. That's like a master's degree. Uh-huh. Yeah, like, could I, like, major in books? Or, like, I don't know, music, Taylor Swift majoring?
I know, right?
I mean, Taylor Swift is getting her doctorate, maybe, PhD from NYU. Yeah. That's why she's giving that speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why she's giving a speech at their graduation. You didn't know about that?
No, I thought that she was giving that, but I thought that was like an honorary kind of a thing.
She's getting her like honorary doctorate, but she must have done something.
Okay. We better research that because, you know, we are like on this podcast as complete knowledgeable people about Taylor Swift.
I'm like 99% sure she's getting her doctorate.
Okay. Gosh. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I would mostly like want to just go back to school for things that like don't actually exist. Like, music, books.
Right, but then you don't have to go to school. You can just do it.
Right.
Which you are.
Right. Majoring in, like, eating food. Like, I don't know. Trying different foods.
Okay. So on that note, if you could describe the best meal you've ever had – and the best meal you've ever cooked for yourself, what would that be?
Okay, I feel like whenever I hear that question, I always think about when I went to Toronto I had that gnocchi. Like, I will never stop thinking about that. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a call. I need to say that I...
Gosh, were you recording the podcast? You can't be on a call during the pod.
I know, it's rude. I would say that it was like this gnocchi. It was like this like five cheese gnocchi. And it was like so pillowy and chewy and like the perfect consistency. And like it's just sad because I like literally never have it again. And so that kind of sucks once I go to Toronto and like stumble upon this little restaurant.
Yeah.
And then my favorite meal I've ever cooked. That's really tough. But I guess the answer that comes to mind is like – when I made sushi in my apartment with my roommates.
With your roommates.
I cannot speak.
Your roommates.
My roommates last year a couple times. Like, that was obviously, like, really, like, a big accomplishment and took a lot of preparation and it was really fun and I had a good time.
That's great. All right. Great. Are you going to ask me a question now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't share your
I'm supposed to?
Were. Yeah, why not?
You guys, last night I made a pretty great meal for dinner. I'm pretty proud of it. Chicken katsu, hello, right?
Yes.
And purple rice bowl with edamame. Oh, yeah. And it was a half-baked harvest recipe. And I was impressed with that. So I'm going to say that might have been my best recipe.
It's crazy. That's your best recipe ever?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but like I'm really proud of it.
I feel like we made some really good things during like quarantine and stuff.
Well, this is also a very good one.
It was
good. I don't know, the best meal I ever had. That's like so hard. I guess I would say when Dad and I were in Las Vegas and we ate at Bobby Flay's, that was the best meal we think we ever had in our life. Right?
Thumbs up from Corey.
Thumbs up. He just walked by and he gave a thumbs up. So he's in agreement.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, but that restaurant closed, I believe, and that's pretty sad. Although, so, like,
Limonati's never really disappoints.
Never disappoints.
Or a good Charlie Beinlich's burger.
For sure.
All right. What is one form of self-expression you've been too hesitant to explore? Nothing. God, I'm not asking good questions.
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's – I'm not sure that that's something I want. Like, I feel like I can share on the podcast. Maybe. I don't know. Self-expression, I can't – I don't know. I feel like I've shared everything.
Okay.
It's a tough one. Can you ask another one?
Sure. What are some of your favorite memories about your parents?
Oh, that's hard. Okay. Oh my God. No, I'll answer it. Okay. I have a lot of great memories about my parents. Very lucky that they are, you know, 3 miles away, so I can make memories all the time with them.
Share something, like, maybe either, like, I don't know, or, like, a lot of the listeners, like, wouldn't know, like, from a long time ago, like, things that are special.
Okay. I mean, vacationing with my parents was amazing, and we went on some really great trips.
We did talk about that recently.
We did. I'm thinking back to, like, when I was really young, my dad, like, took me on this one, like, daddy-daughter date thing, and we went to see a movie. We went to see The Sting, which is like an old movie. It was one of his favorites. It is like, I believe, a Paul Newman movie. We probably went to dinner and got dressed up, and that was like a daddy-daughter date. Okay. I would also say, like, Dad's Day weekends, like in college, and in those days, my dad like came by himself. My mom came by herself.
Mm-hmm.
To that, and we just had the best time my senior year, going to bars and like hanging out. And one night I stayed with him at the hotel, and we just like laughed all night long. And I like heard these crazy papa stories that were like from his younger days. And like, you know, I hadn't so heard fun. That, and that was like really crazy.
That's so fun and special. I want to hear those stories.
Yes. Oh my gosh, look at Jackie right now. And then as far as my mom goes, you know, she's like one of my people. She's my person. So spending time with her doing just about anything is great as well. I'm trying to like go deep and like think of a good Mima memory that would be, you know, I don't know. I mean, she was like, we would just dance and do the jitterbug in the kitchen. Like that was like a memory always. And I had the kind of mom that, like, my friends wanted to hang out with, too. So growing up in, like, you know, she would take us places. And I had, a lot of good friends that, you know, considered her a second mom. So that was always really fun. And I'm, you know, grateful for that and that support that she's – that both of those guys have, like, always shown me. And I don't know. I'm lucky and I love spending time with them. And I love that they're always like a moment's notice away and can like be wherever I need them at a drop of a hat. So
we love them.
They're the best.
Yeah, they are.
The best of the best.
Truly. Okay, I'll take my turn with my memories of my parents.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll start with you. I mean, it's kind of similar to like what you are saying about your mom. Like, it's hard to pick just one because I feel like we're always making memories together, and like we can just like you said, like have a dance party at home, and like that's so special. But I feel like, you know, whenever we do things too, like, you know, camp is such a special time to be together, and something that like most people don't get to share with like a parent of theirs, like working with them and a job that's fun. Mind you, and so like that's really special, and you know, just any time that I call you for anything or talk to you, like you're just always there for me, and like even when I was at school, like I knew I could like let you know anything that was going on, and you were always there to support. So like I don't know, like I said, it's just really hard to pick one, but we've just had so many fun memories, like whether we're driving in the car, like,
or like trying to go to a Harry Styles concert that we can't get into.
Going to like the Glee concert, like that was fun.
Yeah,
Beyonce
for sure.
Yeah, we just like, even the spa day a few weeks ago, like how can we forget that?
That was the best.
We're just always having fun together.
And with Beth and Janet.
No, it's
Beth was my masseuse. What was your
what the heck's her name?
You just texted me. She was like, she loved her manicurist, and she was like texting me, and she's like, my nails are chipping and white.
I'm like literally having a moment. Why can't
that's okay? Good. I'm glad other people have moments.
What is her name? It's not Nancy.
Maybe it is. She looks like a Nancy.
It's not Nancy.
Okay, Judy.
No,
Beth. No, that was my massage.
That was yours.
Sandy. Okay. Sandy. Anyways. Can't you see?
And Dad, of course, we also have had a lot of memories, but I feel like the thing that always comes to my head is Indian princesses.
Oh, for sure.
Which
is never like, talks about brownies.
We shouldn't really talk about because it's very much a cultural appropriation. But it just does not compare to brownies. It was literally like some of the best childhood memories. And like, I wouldn't have been the same without it. Like, we had so much fun at these campouts, and like, he would have fun with the dads, and I would have fun with the girls, and it was just such great bonding. And like, it's just, it's like, it, like the way that like I mean, obviously it's not the same as like, I can't really compare it to like camp, but like the way that like we have all these like special memories and like stories from like being at camp together is like the same way I feel about Indian princesses, and like they were such formative.
Yeah, I mean, she went on like 3 campouts probably per year.
A year, and we would do like monthly like programs too. Right.
So it was really special.
So fun. Like literally like nothing better.
Awesome. Okay.
And like I want to be like a dad on one of these trips now. And like just chill with the bros. Okay. Anyways, your turn. I don't know how many more we should do.
I don't know, but I've got a good one. Okay. What do you wear when you're feeling your best and why?
I saw the question. I was like, I don't know how I would answer it. So like, I
hope okay,
you know
fine. Then no, I'm not going to ask. You didn't want me to ask it. It's fine. Then I'm going to go into this one. Okay.
We keep saying no to the
question. I know that's, well, we can veto whatever we want. It's our podcast. what tasks make you feel like your best self?
Well, I feel like we've had a lot of episodes on like self-care in the past.
Okay, yes, we have.
Which, so refer to that for more information. But I would just say like, for the most part, just like a day of like a perfect balance between like productivity and relaxation, like really make me feel like my best self. So like, I love like being able to get things done and accomplished and, you know, doing some like stimulating activities, like whatever that entails, whether that's like for work or for pleasure, and then also like having opportunity to like lounge around and be lazy. So like an ideal day would be like wake up, eat a good breakfast, go to like a workout class, and then I would like come home and like do like some sort of like stimulating activity. Like I work on a puzzle or like I read.
Is this on the weekend or when you're working?
I guess, or like even if I'm working, like doing like getting things done and checked off, but like also like once I get home, like I'm not doing that work and I'm like relaxing and taking time for myself. And, you know, when I can go to bed and I'm feeling like tired, but not like exhausted, like I'm feeling like, you know, ready for bed. Just like a perfect day of like feeling physically and mentally healthy and, you know, all of those things. Just like a perfect balance of everything would be like an ideal day of my best self, but it doesn't always happen. Like perfect balance of productivity, relaxation, socialization, and alone time, and energy and tiredness.
That's awesome.
Healthy foods and like cheat meal. Well, cheat meal is not a good term. We don't use that anymore, but just like something enjoyable and nutritious.
All in the same day.
What? Yeah, just like perfect balances of everything.
I see like a pie chart with like all the different colors and like everything
this
in the
is a
same
pie
exactly.
Chart of my favorite bars, and this is a bar graph of my favorite pies.
I see it as like the Trivial Pursuit, like the like pie thing.
Yes,
and then like everything is like color coded, and it's all equal.
Yep, that would be like a perfect day of like my happy life.
And You know what? I love that for you.
Thank you.
Do I have to answer that?
Well, if you want to answer it.
You know, I guess a really good day for me is, you know, it's so hard because this is what I'm working, striving on. And right now this is my hard time of the year. I would say that a day where I feel like I've accomplished things and also not had too much stress to deal with. I feel like I get in my head and get in a bad place when I'm like being yelled at by email or
everyone getting along is a good
right. And I also like people telling me how wonderful I am. So if you could just keep going with that, that helps me feel good.
Not a bad idea.
Because I think what happens is I let other people, like, you know, that I get in my head, like, am I really, like, you know, not a good person? Like, that's not true. Why do I let those people take up space in my head? They just, like, stress me out and it's really unhealthy. So I got to work on that. I got to work on that. And I wish I could get to the place of the pie graph, because that would be a nice thing. I think in September I'll have a really nice pie graph. But right now I'm not going to have the pie graph.
Fair enough.
But I might have to have some pies on the weekends.
Want some, like, cheesecake.
Oh, that would help too.
That sounds really good.
Crumble cookies, they're also good. All right. Well, good. This was fun.
It was fun, and I have so many more questions I never got to ask.
Do you want to ask one more for good measure, and then we can, like, we'll do it another time.
I want to talk about our Enneagrams, but I feel like that should be, like, a
I can't,
whole
yeah, I got to do it for an episode, and I have to really finish taking the test, so.
Okay, last question. This is a good roundup question. What is your favorite thing about your personality?
My favorite thing about my personality is I like being known as a positive person.
That's a good one.
And energetic and, like, uplifting.
It's funny because last week the question was, like, what do you wish, like, people, like, knew about you? And you kind of said, like, the opposite.
I know. But I like being known
for that. But you wish, like, also people, like, could understand that, like, you're not always. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I like being known like that.
No, that makes sense.
And I also want other people to, like, I know that I always say energy is contagious. I don't want to walk around with, like, a negative energy. It just makes everyone else be negative.
That's true.
So I try to, like, you know, flutter out that positive energy into the world around me. Sometimes I'm just tired. All right. What about you?
I think my favorite thing is just, like, my ambition and just, like, being driven to get things done, and my creative energy. Like, I feel like I am a good problem solver, and I am, you know, I think about all sides of a situation, and, you know, whether that's getting a good read on people or, you know, coming up with a plan of something. I just feel like all of those things together, like, I don't really settle until something's accomplished. And I think that's a good trait to have, and I like that I'm that way.
Grit.
Yeah. Grit and growth mindset.
Love that for you. And I think you've taught me a lot about those things as well.
Thank you. But I think you also are that way. So I appreciate that from you.
Yeah. Today she helped me solve a bus problem. Just add another bus. Then those routes won't be an hour and 20 minutes. So
that was a good idea.
It was a good idea. And I think we're going to do it. So yay. Yeah. Love that for us. All right. We are going to move into the what we're into's. What we're into.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're into what?
So I feel like we talked about this last week, but I'm just going to continue it again because I'm still into it. But these Ringer pods are just getting me so into One Direction and Harry. But particularly now I'm just on a Niall Horan kick, and I cannot stop listening to Slow Hands.
I know. It's great.
And that was actually a song I really liked, like, when it first came out, like, 4 or 5 years ago. Like, I really vibed. And but, you know, like, songs get overplayed on the radio, and then you're like, that song is so annoying. But, like, so then you, like, forget about them for a while because you don't listen to them, and then you go back, you're like, no wonder the song was so overplayed. It's such a banger.
Good song. You know what? I think that it's so he shows so much growth in that song than what he was like in One Direction. Just, like, just such a funny gangster, like, jokester prankster guy.
You know, they kept being like, wow, like he's so smooth.
I know. Anyway, cool. And cool. Like, and like Mr. Like golf guy. Like, I don't know. Yeah, he looks.
And, like, Niall's adorbs. Like, I love him. Like,
he is.
I know, like, Harry, like, well, I was my number one, but, like, Niall's, like, very close up there.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
And, like, do you follow him on, like,
social? I just followed all of on social, you guys. Okay. I just followed Louis, Harry, well, Harry always, but, like, I followed all of them. Liam.
I know.
And Niall.
It's just, they're, I know. Like, amazing.
I'm not, you know what? I'm still, like, not on the greatest Zayn plane, but, like.
Why? Because he's kind of a bad dude.
I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. I know. He's so cute. Let's dance. He's, like, a cutie. He's such a cutie.
I know. He, like, really is.
Guys, me too. One Direction. I will tell you that I spent a lot of Friday night. I watched Harry Styles' Behind the Album, which is for his self-titled album. It's, like, the whole footage of them, the behind the scenes and making the album, and like this great connection that he has with his guitarist, Mitch, who they just definitely like are on a different plane together in life. And like, I don't know. I am entranced. Literally, it's ridiculous how much it's taking up my life space, my head space, and all the One Direction, like behind the scenes things that I watched, and you know, James Corden, like, interviewing. And, yeah, thanks to our Ringer podcast with Nora and Nathan, I am definitely a Directioner and a big fan. So that was really fun. The thing that I was going to say I was into, that I was hoping I was going to be into, was this fake Dyson 5-in-1 hair stylist thing that I bought. So it's like a dupe for the Dyson hair wrap that is like $600, and I can't get it to work. So it's probably going back, which is so sad because I watch all of these TikToks and they make it look so easy to do these really bouncy curls in your hair, and I cannot make it work. So that was going to be what I'm into, but there it sits on my dining room table and I'm not able to use it, which is a bummer.
That is unfortunate, and I'm so sorry to hear that.
And shout out to Jordan for graduating.
Oh my God, so true. Well, she kind of has like two graduations.
That's okay. So we have Jordan's graduation, and Jake's graduation, Max's graduation, and Zoe's graduation, and it's complete. Anyway, anything we left on the table that we should have discussed?
I don't think so. I feel like we kind of covered it all.
Covered it all, yet once again, covering it all, the relationships of mothers and daughters everywhere, and you know, solving everybody's problems. So we did it again.
As always, we're just killing the game.
Killing the game. If you enjoyed it and got to the end, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to this mother-daughter duo. Lauren, we have a couple more to record, and then it'll be a bit of a hiatus for the summer.
So sad, but I've enjoyed every moment. You know, time of my life fighting dragons with you.
And it's always so fun because, like, we like, oh, we have to record, and we get, like, kind of like a little, like, anxious or stressed. And then we have the best time recording these podcasts. So thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, share this. Tell others about it, please. We got to get merch one day. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Follow us on all socials. Take care of yourself and others. Bye.
Bye.